You're listening to SBS News.
70-year-old Marion Ray is waiting for a knee replacement. She says it's been cancelled 6 times in the last 4 months.
I'm terrified that I'm going to wind up in aged care because I can't walk very well. I'm in pain and it's very hard to function without support.
In March, a national cabinet-enforced moratorium on non-urgent operations triggered an unprecedented backlog as beds were freed up across the country for a predicted spike in COVID-19 cases. More than 23,000 fewer elective surgeries were performed in New South Wales between April and June this year, a 40% drop in comparison to last year. Victoria's elective surgery backlog sits at over 56,000 people, but Victoria's Health Minister, Jenny Mikakos, says Metropolitan Melbourne will resume elective surgeries from September 28.
We will be seeking to endeavour to enable patients to get access to that surgery as quickly as is possible in a safe manner.
From tomorrow, capacity for elective surgeries in regional Victoria will increase to 75%, a move welcomed by Dr. Rob Fair, the Vice President of Victoria's Rural Doctors Association.
Hopefully now that testing has ramped up so much, we can remain certain that any outbreaks are identified ahead of time. And so people can feel more confident that they can get their operations safely.
With many operating theatres running at over 100% capacity to clear the backlog, surgeons are calling on the New South Wales government to waive routine theatre closures over the Christmas break. This is Payal Mukherjee, who is the New South Wales chair of the Royal Australian College of Surgeons.
It has been stressful because it's long hours and it's just constant. But, you know, we're surgeons, so you have to do what you have to do to make sure that you catch up with that.
But Marion just hopes to be admitted soon.
Elective surgery is not really elective, it's essential. It's called elective and we all pretend it's an optional extra and it's starting to be, well, disabling.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.